We're at a time when up is down, black is white, evil is good, and we are challenged nonetheless to be salt and light and to delay the decay. And as I like to say, things are not falling apart, they're falling into place. Having said that, I never thought I would live to see the day with the earth reeling in an apocalyptic manner, yet most people going about business as usual, eating, drinking, and enjoying life. I never thought I would see the day when every natural disaster would be preceded by words such as unprecedented, history-making, or of biblical proportion. I never thought I'd see the day that a hurricane, think back on Irma, was so strong that it was measured on a device that tracks earthquakes. I never thought I'd live to see the day that a major U.S. newspaper would say, quote, someday everyone will willingly get microchipped. This was in USA Today. It says simply, you will get chipped. It's just a matter of time. They go on to say, in the aftermath of a Wisconsin firm embedding microchips in employees to ditch company badges and corporate logins, the internet has entered into full-throated debate that would be a debate about how willingly everyone will get microchipped eventually. I never thought I'd live to see the day that Planned Parenthood would team up with Satanists and cooperate in their mutual evil. Fox News reported that Planned Parenthood teamed up with a bunch of Satanists in Missouri, and Missouri has reportedly doubled its abortion capacity this year thanks to the Satanic Temple. So we are known by the company we keep. This is quite an indictment on the abortion industry now that they have yoked with such darkness. So I'm going to move on here. I never thought I would see the day that some people would heed the warning signs of impending natural disasters, but they would scoff at the ultimate warnings that Jesus is returning soon and they must be ready. Oh, I know the Bible says there will be scoffers in the last days, but I must admit, they really get me down sometimes, and their pushback and their mocking is getting so intense and even obnoxious, and some of it comes from our pulpits, particularly as it pertains to Christ's return. Well, I never thought I'd see the day that America would seriously talk about the possibility of an EMP attack, and that Hawaii would live under the threat of nuclear attack daily? I mean, forget about the false alarm that happened this winter in Hawaii. Almost all of the free world is now in jeopardy thanks to foolish politicians allowing rogue regimes to have nukes. We can trust them, these foolish leftists keep telling us. We can trust the North Koreans, we can trust the Iranians, and we can trust the Russians. Are you kidding me? We'll make them an offer they can't refuse, and we'll at least give peace a chance. This is strong delusion, and I never thought I would see the day. Never thought I'd see the day when over 40% of Americans would say they would prefer socialism over capitalism. You know, these people really need to take a one-way visit to Venezuela, where every necessity in life is missing in this socialistic non-paradise, where zoo animals are being eaten because there is no food in this so-called paradise. Never thought I'd see the day 40% of Americans say they would prefer socialism over capitalism. Moving on, never thought I'd see the day when actors in Central Park would simulate the assassination of a U.S. president. Imagine if a conservative playhouse had presented a drama depicting the assassination of Barack Hussein Obama. That actually stretches the imagination beyond capacity, particularly because Christians and conservatives simply don't plot such evil. But actors in Central Park killed President Trump over and over last summer. I didn't think I'd ever see the day. I didn't think I'd live to see the day that satanic outfits would be granted IRS tax-exempt status while Christians and conservatives would be overlooked and completely ignored. I didn't think I'd live to see the day that a leader of the Catholic Church in South America would state that He did this, folks. Pope Francis is paving the way for the Antichrist. An ultra-conservative university and television network director fell out of grace with Colombia. That's the nation of Colombia in South America. The Catholic Church, after he made the statement that he felt that Pope Francis was paving the way for the Antichrist. I didn't think I'd live to see a Catholic make such an accusation of Pope Francis. Protestants have long wondered if a pope might play an apocalyptic role in the last days. I didn't think I'd live to see the day a major U.S. newspaper, the Washington Post, would call Satan good and call him a great representation of secularism. The Washington Post did that last summer. Last August, it doesn't get any stranger than this, but they called Satan a good representative for secularism. I didn't think I'd see the day when there'd be a discussion of womb transplants for men. I didn't think I'd see the day when preschoolers would be lectured by a demonic horned creature that you really need to see, folks, being lectured that transgenderism is normal. You have to see it to believe it, because you also see the parents of these little four-year-olds and how excited they are that their little children are being exposed to diversity. All of this took place in a library in California, then quickly spread across the country. I didn't think I'd live to see the powertainment industry, that's Hollywood, be so weakened to scandals that its influence is diminishing as people boycott films in disgust. I didn't think I'd live to see the day that the son of a Hamas leader, who is now a Christian, Mossab Youssef, would tell the United Nations that Palestinian leaders are a bunch of terrorists.
My name is Mossab Hassan Youssef. I grew up in Ramallah as a member of Hamas. I addressed the words to the Palestinian Authority, which claims to be the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. I ask, where does your legitimacy come from? The Palestinian people did not elect you, and they did not appoint you to represent them. You are self-appointed. Your accountability is not to your own people. This is evidenced by your own total violation for their human rights. In fact, the Palestinian individual and their human development is the least of your concerns. You kidnap Palestinian students from campus and torture them in your jails. You torture your political rivals. The suffering of the Palestinian people is the outcome of your selfish political interest. You are the greatest enemy of the Palestinian people. If Israel did not exist, you would have no one to blame. Take responsibility for the outcome of your own actions. You fan the flames of conflict to maintain your abusive power. Finally, you use this platform to mislead the international community, to mislead the Palestinian society, to believe that Israel is responsible for the problems you create.
Well, that was Mossab Youssef telling off the Palestinians at the United Nations, telling them, you know what, you're a bunch of terrorists. Mossab Youssef, now a Christian. I never thought I'd see the day when that would happen at the United Nations. I never thought I'd see the day that the Boy Scouts would allow girls to join the organization. I never thought I'd see the day when there'd be word of revival in North Korea. And look what they have to go through, folks. And maybe that's what the church needs in America as well. Never thought I'd see the day when Rick Warren would state that he hoped his partnership with a Catholic leader would become the ecumenical model for the entire world. Pastor Warren, be careful. Ecumenicity is not really recommended in the Bible. It will be a false flag in the last days. I never thought I'd see the day when K through 12 U.S. educators would blatantly demonize Israel and laud Islam. I never thought I'd see the day when the return of the bubonic plague would happen, as has happened in the year 2017. And I never thought I'd see the day when I would get daily scoldings, people protesting my pre-trib rapture timing theology. And the pre-trib timing of the rapture is biblical, folks. You would think it's a false teaching perpetrated by uneducated fools with an escapist mentality. I just didn't think I'd live to see the day with all the scoldings I get. You know, a prominent secular talk show host said we live in interesting times. They're too interesting. He said he longs to go back to the 1950s. He doesn't understand that the last days will be characterized by a departure from the normal and an acceleration of the aberrant. He cannot grasp the fact that the Bible predicted a lot of what our headlines state today. It's all falling into place, folks. It's all falling into place. All that's left to say is, are you ready to meet the King? Should he return today? Do you want to escape the tempest of the tribulation and the fires of hell? Won't you surrender your life to Jesus Christ today? Make him the Lord of your life. Turn your life around. Turn from your wicked ways. Make him your Savior, since he came to be the Savior of the world.